This is VOA News. I'm Tommy with Neil. With no end in sight of the outbreak, the economic repercussions from the shutdown of Chinese industry could trigger recessions in Japan and in Singapore because of the corona outbreak. Reuters' Libby Hogan.
Coronavirus numbers continued to climb in China's Hubei province on Sunday. Officials reported nearly 2,000 new cases and 100 new deaths. That's despite authorities imposing tough new restrictions on movement. Some 300 Americans, who had been quarantined for 2 weeks on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship, were flown home on a chartered flight Sunday.
And with more on that, AP's Julie Walker tells us two charter flights carrying the cruise ship passengers from Japan landed in the U.S. early this morning, one at a California Air Force base and the other at a base in Texas, starting the clock on a quarantine period.
The planes were carrying about 340 U.S. passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, according to Japan's defense minister. The State Department says 14 of those passengers said they tested positive for the coronavirus, but were allowed to board the planes anyway, because they were not showing symptoms. All the passengers will be kept in quarantine on those Air Force bases for 2 weeks.
That's Julie Walker reporting. Meanwhile, Japan's economy has shrunk due to the effects of the country's latest sales tax hike, as well as the ongoing global coronavirus outbreak. Gloria So with Reuters.
Japan's economy is taking a hit, having shrunk more than 6% in the last quarter, its biggest fall since 2014. The coronavirus outbreak is making it worse. Japan is the most affected country outside China, largely due to a cruise ship with more than 400 infected passengers docked in Yokohama. It is also the world's third largest economy, and analysts predict it could contract again this quarter.
That's Reuters' Gloria So reporting. This is VOA News.